WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden telling Late Night with Seth Meyers that work continues on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, especially with Ramadan approaching. He also says the Israelis have promised to evacuate civilians from the southern Gaza city of Rafah before beginning any more wide-scale assaults.
Israel has slowed down the attacks in Rafah. They have to, and they've made a commitment to me, they're going to see to it that there's ability to evacuate significant portions of Rafah.
It's primary election day in Michigan. Some Arab American voters in suburban Detroit are vowing to write uncommitted instead of selecting Biden's name because of what's happening in Gaza. The polls open in about a half hour. Today, congressional leaders will be at the White House to discuss funding for Ukraine and Israel, as well as avoiding a government shutdown. In less than a month, Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial involving Stormy Daniels begins. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg asking the judge to impose a gag order to protect court staff. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Madison police say they arrested a man Friday in connection with a shots fired incident on the city's Near East Side. According to police, 24-year-old Antoine Williams was arrested in Milwaukee. Williams allegedly had a gun in his possession at the time of his arrest. He's charged in Milwaukee County with possession of a firearm as a convicted felon and possession with intent to deliver cocaine. Williams is allegedly connected to the February 18th shots fired incident that occurred just after 9 a.m. in the 600 block of Vera Court. A North Freedom man has been arrested for his sixth OWI. 44-year-old Quinn Alexander of North Freedom was arrested Saturday afternoon during a traffic stop on a vehicle on Lehman Road at County Highway W in the township of Baraboo. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Mostly sunny this morning, could see a little light rain by later this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, possible accumulation less than a half inch. Our low 15 tomorrow. Little light snow early, then sunny with a high of 27. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42. 99.7.
Some of them. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully your Tuesday is treating you well. I'm Maddie Jones. At least we're going to have some nice weather to start things out. Mostly sunny this morning, then some light rain possible this afternoon. 68 for a high. It's 38 special.
You see it all around you.
Max FM.
The final countdown, that is Europe. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday. Thank you so much for spending it with us. We do appreciate it. Hey, if nothing else, we have 68 degrees to look forward to later today. Maybe some light rain in there. But before that hits, make sure you get out and enjoy those temperatures. Significantly cooler tomorrow. Yesterday, absolutely gorgeous. My goodness. We're going to talk about your weather in just a minute here. In the meantime, award season is upon us in Hollywood. Right? And after weeks of speculation, it's official. Ryan Gosling will perform I'm Just Ken from Barbie at the Oscars. It's been nominated for Best Original Song, and Ryan is up for the Best Supporting Actor. The first round of Oscar presenters have been announced. They include Nicolas Cage, Jamie Lee Curtis, Brendan Fraser, Zendaya, Matthew McConaughey, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Al Pacino. Some big heavy hitters there. The Oscars will air next Sunday, that is March 10th, 8 p.m. on ABC, with Jimmy Kimmel hosting. Now, I promised that we would take a look at this forecast. Mostly sunny this morning, and then we do have a chance for some light rain this afternoon. 68, though, for a high today. Light snow possible tonight, down to 15. Tomorrow, you're going to wake up. It's going to be significantly cooler. Some light snow early in the day, then becoming sunny. Only 27 for a high tomorrow. Right now, it's 49.
Are you looking for the right financial institution to assist with all your deposit and banking needs? Hi, I'm Kathy Mackesy, a personal banker with Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Here at BWD, we strive to provide a customized banking experience focused on your individual financial needs. Whether you're looking for mobile banking, checking or savings accounts, or perhaps something with a higher return, we have you covered. Stop in today and let us show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
It's time to save big during the SSM Health Davis Dewar Dean Eye Care Spring Sale. Whether you're shopping for playful, professional, or something in between, we offer endless combinations of frames and lenses to keep you seeing and living well. Our expert opticians are focused on you. Schedule now through March 30th and save 50% on frames. Visit ssmhealth.com/DDDsale for details and to find a location near you.
Want to test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network? It's free for 30 days. Want to do it even faster? Get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here!
Test drive U.S. Cellular today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Awards based on open signal independent data. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Race into your nearest local U.S. Cellular store, and we'll set you up in under 5 minutes for your no-cost 30-day trial. See us in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
we'll be right back.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Save yourself a whole lot of money and shop local just by going to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Savings up to 50% off in some cases. Things for you, things for the home, delicious foods, great adult beverages, instant downloads available too. Start your day at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Chicago now.
Everybody needs a little time away. I heard a say. Even lovers need a holiday. Far away from each other. Hold me now. It's hard for me to say I'm sorry. I just want you to stay. After all that we've been through, I will make it up to you. I promise to. And after all that's been said and done, you're just a part of me I can't let go. Couldn't stand to be kept away just for the day from your body. Wouldn't want to be swept away, far away from the one that I love. Oh, no, it's hard for me to say.
Did you hear me just now?
80s, 90s, and more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99.7 Max FM.
Wasn't hurting anyone, and we all enjoyed.
Right, there is Billy Joel, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Now, I know today is only Tuesday, and we're trying to muddle our way through another work week, but I want you to start thinking about the weekend because, of course, there's always some spectacular things going on, including a Brat Fry fundraiser over at People Helping People. This is actually going to be on Saturday at their headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo from 10 until 2. They're serving up everything you love about one of their Brat Fries, the pulled pork sandwiches, Sloppy Joe's, grilled brats, Italian sausages, all beef franks, and then you can top it off with some chips, some soda, or some water. Now, the best part about this, while you're filling up your tummy and you're enjoying some delicious food, you're also helping out a great cause at the same time because all the proceeds will benefit PHP's Easter Adopt-A-Family program, which supplies low-income families in Sauk, Columbia, Adams, and Juneau counties with all the groceries they need for a full Easter dinner. That is what I call a win-win situation. Plus, if you time this just right, you could go over early in the day, get yourself a little lunch, and then before they shut down for the day, you could also get yourself a little snack, and you've had your fill of brats, and again, you've helped out a really great cause. Now, for more information about this Brat Fry fundraiser, or any of the other amazing programs they have over at People Helping People, phpofwisconsin.org. A detailed look at your forecast coming up in just moments. 68 for a high today, some light rain possible this afternoon. Enjoy those 60s while you can, because tomorrow, it's going to plummet. We're talking like a 40-degree difference. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. Plus, we'll have a look at sports here on Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with college basketball, where the Wisconsin Badgers are on the road tonight to take on the Indiana Hoosiers. The Badgers right now sitting in third place in the Big Ten Conference. The Badgers and the Hoosiers tip off tonight from the Assembly Hall at 7 o'clock. The Marquette Golden Eagles return to the top five as the latest rankings were released yesterday. Marquette moving up two spots from 7 to 5. The Golden Eagles back in action tomorrow night as they play host to Providence. On to the NBA, where the Milwaukee Bucks back on the court tonight playing host to the Charlotte Hornets. Tip-off from Fiserv Forum tonight set for 7 o'clock. On to Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers dropped their spring training matchup with the Cincinnati Reds yesterday by the final count of 8-3. The Crew will be back in action this afternoon as they take on the LA Angels. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Mostly sunny this morning. Could see a little light rain by later this afternoon. Our high today, 68, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, some light snow, possible accumulation less than a half inch. Our low, 15 tomorrow. Little light snow early, then sunny with a high of 27. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Well, it's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
99.7.
hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget birthdays and anniversaries later this morning. If you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, you need to text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Here's the Rolling Stones.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
My way, you never love me. Rain. try and pretend it's my beginning will win and I won't harm you or touch your defenses. Vanity, insecurity. Don't you forget about me. I'll be alone dancing. Don't you forget about me. Don't.
over. There's Bananarama, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And it's definitely going to feel a little bit like summer out there today with a high right around 68. A lot of sun to start things out this morning and then some rain by this afternoon. And then nothing but enjoying 68 degrees in February. Light snow possible tonight down to 15. And I do hope you enjoy the weather today because tomorrow it's going to be significantly colder. We're talking about a 40 degree drop. Light snow early tomorrow, then sun by the afternoon, only 27 for a high. Someday Mother Nature will get it together and give us exactly what we're looking for. Nice temperatures all the time. In the meantime, we're going to have a bit of a roller coaster. 49 right now. Coming up this morning on Max FM, a great list of things that the middle class will one day not be able to afford. I don't know if it's a great list. It makes you a little sad, nostalgic, and really makes you wonder how much more money we need to be earning. But we'll discuss it this morning. Plus, the funniest TV shows of all time and the newest TikTok trend involves your seatbelt. We'll discuss that this morning as well. Can pretty much guarantee if it's coming from TikTok, it's going to be absolutely ridiculous, right? Birthdays and anniversaries coming up this morning as well. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, please text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. ABC News and local news at 7 o'clock. Sports later this morning with Mike Ganger, plus all the music you need to start this Tuesday. It's all coming up on 99.7 Max FM.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
Two female-led rock and roll Hall of Fame groups will be celebrated Friday night as Heart to Heartbreaker, playing the hits of Heart, as well as Pat Benatar, returns to Wisconsin Dells and the Legacy Dinner Theater. With 40 combined hits and over 70 million albums sold, these two supergroups will have you singing along with power ballads and straight-up rock and roll all night long. There may even be a special appearance by other female legends. Get your tickets today to see Heart to Heartbreaker Friday night at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. Then on Saturday night, it's the best of Pink Floyd as Echoes of Pompeii returns to Wisconsin Dells. With 11 members in the band and a huge laser light show, this will be one of the best concerts you'll see all year. Pink Floyd is one of the most successful bands in history, and Echoes of Pompeii is one of the best tributes out there. The Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Get tickets today at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7.
Fun, glorious.
Max FM.
Let you know you're one of my kind.
I'm lost.